This month on Morning Edition, we're marking Black History Month by looking at the contributions of Black Michiganders to the fields of science and medicine. Dr. Remus Robinson was a Black physician in Detroit at a time when hospitals and medical schools were segregated. His work integrating those institutions is especially resonant right now. That's because the COVID-19 pandemic has exposed many of the ways racism continues to affect the health and well-being of Black Americans. Joining me now is Bryce Huffman, who wrote about Robinson for Bridge Detroit. Hey, Bryce.
Hey, how's it going, Doug?
It's going fine. Bryce, tell us a little bit more about Remus Robinson.
Remus Robinson was born in Birmingham, Alabama, but his family moved to Detroit when he was still young. He graduated from U of M's medical school in 1930, and even though he was qualified, he couldn't get an internship where he wanted, which was Receiving Hospital, one of the city's biggest hospitals, simply because he was Black. At the time, hospitals in Detroit, like a lot of other institutions and schools, were still segregated, so he had to go to St. Louis for his internship. Then he came back in 1934, I believe, and according to his daughter Eileen, he made it his life's work to integrate hospitals.
He's a change agent. People don't recognize the barriers that we had in shall we say, in the Midwest, the non-South. There was rampant discrimination.
One of the biggest barriers he was fighting against was admitting privileges for Black doctors at white hospitals, which meant Black doctors weren't able to let their patients come into any hospital that wasn't specifically a Black hospital.
Why is the time that we're living in now such a good time to revisit Remus Robinson's story?
During this pandemic, we've heard a lot about the racial disparities in healthcare. The pandemic has actually disproportionately affected Black people in Michigan. Black people account for about 21% of all the COVID-19 deaths in the state, but only make up 14% of the state's population. Hmm. One of the reasons experts have pointed to is the relative lack of Black physicians. Studies show that outcomes are actually better for Black patients when they have a Black doctor. One study that was done in Oakland, California, found that having more Black doctors could reduce the Black-white male gap in cardiovascular mortality by about 19%. And people like Remus Robinson were really ahead of their time in understanding the importance of representation in healthcare.
It's been decades since Robinson was working in Detroit. How much have things changed in that time?
Truth is, not a whole lot has changed. Black doctors are about 5% of all physicians in the country, even though Black people are about 13% of the country's population. And that still shows up in health disparities. Things like infant mortality, deaths by preventable diseases, even overall life expectancy are all worse for Black people than other racial groups. I spoke to some experts for this story. One of them was Dr. Herb Smitherman, who is the Vice Dean of Diversity and Community Affairs at Wayne State's Medical School.
The race of the provider and having people that look like you and understand your concerns, your culture, et cetera, are very important to helping you receive needed care.
In Detroit, it wasn't until about the early 60s that Black doctors had admitting privileges at white hospitals.
And Robinson's work on integration extended beyond hospitals. What can you tell us about some of the other things he was involved with?
Robinson understood something that's really fundamental, and it's that if you don't have people of color involved in decision making, you're going to leave huge chunks of our population at risk. Robinson, aside from medicine, would go on to serve the city school board. He was actually the first Black Detroiter elected to the school board. He operated from this perspective that you had to have Black folks and people of color in power in order to have any hope for equality and equity in these systems. And decades later, there are doctors, there are school board members, there are politicians who are all continuing that work.
Okay, Bryce, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, Doug.
Bryce Huffman is a reporter and producer for Bridge Detroit. Our series on the contributions of Black Michiganders to the fields of science and medicine will continue next Friday, and you can find all of our Black History Month coverage at michiganradio.org.